You drinking sour cream, Gino brand sour cream? Welcome to the show, folks. I know it's been a while. I've been out of pocket dealing with some stuff. This is Ski Mask Collective. Listen, a lot of people are saying we're going away. We're not going anywhere. Sometimes we have to take breaks. And in the meanwhile, while I was on leave, Stancil over here has been busting his balls out there in the streets of New York, creating, of course, constant content constantly being released.
And, yeah, I leave my living room and do shows. It's unbelievable in this world.
It's crazy. You leave to do shows, and I can't wait to start doing the same. Now that I'm motivated, clear head, sober as a bird, because I have to be. And
well, you had to be before.
Well, I know I had to be before, but I just didn't listen. And who wants to listen when you could be a fuck-up? Being a fuck-up is fun. I don't care what anybody says. Anyways, a lot's been going on. I don't even know where to begin. I mean, I know we have a laundry list of shit to talk about.
Oh, I got a list. I keep many lists. I got whole lists. I got public lists. I got private lists. I got people on lists. Some people went on the list yesterday.
Really?
But people want to, we all want to know where you've been. We haven't talked besides a couple of minutes before the show because we're not gay. We don't talk to each other. We only talk on the show. That's the only way to live is to talk to people on the show.
Yes.
So why don't we start with what's been going on with you? People want to know. People are up in arms. People are telling me to leave you. People are telling me
really?
To start.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know. Go ahead. Start your own program. Fine.
Wow. YouTube.com/@StancilJim. Let's get that to 1,000 and I'm out of here.
Let's get those numbers up. Now, listen, I decided to go on a water fast after binge drinking. I went on a bender. All right, binge drinking.
Yes, last weekend. So yes, I remember I texted you last weekend about doing the show. We didn't do the show. Then you texted me the next day and said, "Sorry, been on a bender."
I was been on a bender, and then I came down with the pancreatitis. So I was like, "I'm not going to the hospital this time. Fuck that. I'm gonna go." Just fast. I'm going to do a water fasting for 3 days, you know, and
Shades
it was working.
Gino.
So I started feeling better. I went back to work. I walk into work. I start doing my job. And then I wake up in an ambulance. So I had a seizure in the middle of the showroom floor in front of all my coworkers. Probably the most embarrassing moment of my life. It's going to be real fun going in tomorrow.
Now, were you wearing a shirt with cocks on it?
No, I was. This time I was not wearing a shirt with cocks on it.
Yeah, that's
but,
too bad.
Listen, I've had a call to God. This has been the third seizure. This has been the third seizure from drinking alcohol. I mean, it's pure drugs, folks. If you can't handle it, don't do it. And frankly, I'll be honest. I can't handle it. I don't know when to stop.
Wow.
I don't know when to say no. So it's time to grow up. It's time to move on. It's time to get the shows going back and stop touching other men's penises in bed. Benders.
Well, that was a great show. There's no need to stop touching other
men's
penises.
Well, I know, but people have been hating on it. I know it was a fucking fantastic show.
It's because they're all cowards. Cool. They're all gay. It's like these guys.
They are gay. They're gay. They're gay.
Yeah, if you don't kiss guys, you're gay. You got kissing and touching guys is cool. If you don't do it, you're not confident in your sexuality. You see all these betas on Twitter calling me gay for kissing Gino and Opie and other men. And it's just because they're scared. They're so terrified of what's in their soul, which is gay.
Right. They're terrified.
Listen, guys, it's okay to be gay. You can be gay. Just don't be so scared of kissing other guys because you're gay.
Right, right.
Anywho.
But that's the thing about you and I is we could kiss other dudes and still know that we're not gay.
Right,
it's all the time. Like you said, the guys who are so scared, oh my God, I can't believe you touched another man's penis. They're scared because deep inside they know that they're gay. You know,
Something's deep inside of them. Well, you know, and I have to admit, I heard this on a podcast in case somebody also heard it. I forget which one, but It's true. The European greeting before the plague was everybody would kiss each other on the lips, men, whoever. When you met someone, you kissed them on the lips for centuries, and then the plague came about, and that's what stopped that. But up until just last century, very recently in the scope of time and space, men were kissing each other on the lips from the beginning of time. That was the right greeting, and everybody's just a cuck coward.
Yeah, everybody's up in arms about the kisses. And people are throwing money to see men kiss, I saw.
Yeah, I made Opie $250. We get to that.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah.
That's what happened is, you know.
So what have you, hold on. Well, yeah. No, go ahead. What changes are you going to make? Or what was your come to God? I mean, you had a big epiphany with the sorcerer, obviously. When you were drunk, you said you had a big epiphany on the show. Have you had a second epiphany? Are you going to start going to church?
No. I am going to start working out, I guess, and eating right. Is it the right term? Not being an upstanding citizen whatsoever. Just not drinking alcohol and killing myself because I got my numbers back with my liver enzymes are on the verge of collapse. So I don't have a choice. Otherwise, I'm going to look like Homer Simpson in a matter of moments.
Oh, yeah. Did you ever see, God, what documentary was it? It came out last year. Fuck, maybe somebody in the chat, but they're basically a guy. God, I forget what it was about. I suck. But basically, yes, a guy literally turned Simpsons yellow and died because he was an alcoholic.
Yeah, and it's.
I mean, it is kind of cool for the short time before you die when you're just a yellow person. That is kind of cool.
I mean, I can actually show. I actually have a picture of the graph of my enzymes here.
Let's see the numbers. We show the numbers here. Yeah, we tell the truth here. Sorry, everybody, if you're telling the truth.
Yeah, I mean, you got to tell the truth. What am I going to do? Lie and say I was on vacation?
No.
Yeah. So the green is where you're. I don't care. You, I don't care. The green's where you're supposed to be. The yellow is where I am. So that's on the verge of death. As some might say.
So what happened? This is fun. So were you working with a customer when you had a seizure?
No, I was hanging bungee cords apparently on the wall, and when I went in to pick up my paycheck yesterday, I said, "What happened? And do I still have a job?" He goes, "I don't know. A customer just ran up and said, somebody's over there flipping and flopping around on the floor." And
I just imagine you covered in bungee cords, flailing around on the ground, bouncing around on bungee cords. So you were having a seizure on the floor. Hello? What the hell happened here? Are you alive? Are you having a seizure? Is he dead? Am I dead? Who can't? Can you hear me, chat? Yeah, this is the. Yeah, we don't have a producer.
Come back. We don't have producers here.
Hey.
All right. So, yeah, I'm flipping and flopping and flipping and flopping. Sorry if it drops out again. It doesn't mean
who cares?
That show.
Caring about that stuff is gay.
All right.
Too.
Where was I? Where was I in the store?
Flipping and flopping. A customer came about.
Yeah.
And you were
I came to an ambulance driver. He goes, "Do you know where you are?" I said, "Yes."
What
stop
race?
And stop. White. Big white. Mm. Big white buck. I said, okay. "Yeah, I'm at Stop and Shop." He goes, "No, you're at the name of my work." And I was like, "Oh," and then I see all the bosses just standing around me, and I'm like, "Oh, this is the greatest moment of my life." And so then I got carried away into the hospital, and where I spent quite a number of days under the microscope. So,
wow.
A lot of Valium, though, I could tell you that. I was getting high.
Really?
Valium.
Why did they give you Valium for that?
Oh, they give you Valium so you don't have another seizure.
Oh, yeah. Now you.
They put IV in your arm. So, yeah, I still got the bruises here. They put an IV in your arm, and every 2 hours they come and they pump you full of Valium, and it's quite amazing, actually.
So it's not about, there's no pain involved afterwards. It's just so you don't have a
seizure.
Well,
I did bite another part of my tongue off again. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
So there was blood involved.
A little bit, but normally when you bite it off, when you're having the seizures, you swallow it, and that's what makes you puke, is because you swallow so much blood. So that actually didn't happen this time, so it wasn't as bad as last time, which was only 4 months ago.
Well, that's good.
So yeah, it's time to grow up.
I've heard this before. Do you think you're gonna go a couple months and then go back to the sauce again?
I don't think I can, man. I really don't. I don't think I can.
Well, that's good, obviously, but my point is,
See, last time I knew I was. This time I don't think I want to, man. I think I want to actually get back to where I was. Like when you and I first met, I was sober. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I had been sober for 2.5 years when we first met. I'm going to get back to that. You know, having fun, going out and doing shit instead of just laying around drinking a whole bottle of Jose Cuervo in a matter of hours.
Laying it around in a king size bed.
I drank a whole bottle of Jose, the big one, laying in the king size. And from 8 o'clock in the morning, and I finished it at about 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
I thought you were a vodka man.
I used to be. And I thought changing it up might keep me away from the season, but it didn't. It did the same thing.
Well,
I do have to say, though, the amount of help counselors that come in and try to help you, don't fucking wake me up when I'm laying in the hospital bed. Wait until I'm awake to come talk to me about going to rehab, taking pills. These assholes come in as they poke you. And wake you up when you're high as hell on Valium, and they're like, "Oh, sir, you know that you need help. You need help." I'm like, "Listen, I know I went on a bender. I know who I am. Like, let me go back to sleep." There's like four different fuckers that just kept coming in the room, like waking me up. Stop.
Were they church people? Did you get the religious people?
Yes, I got the whole thing. I looked at one of them. I told him to go fuck themselves. I was high on value. I'm like, leave the room. I'm like, what are you going to do? You know.
Now, how big was the bed in the hospital?
Small.
So
I was actually sore from sleeping in it. It was brutal.
That should have been your first complaint. As I only lie in king size beds. This is
I did complain about the food. I did have my girlfriend actually bring me chilies because the food was so bad.
Wow.
Yeah. So now I owe $35,000. I owe $35,000 in hospital bills that I'll never pay.
Oh, the Patreon will cover that. Don't worry about that.
Yeah.
I also got
about 20 parlays open that'll definitely cover for that.
Well,
too.
Obviously you can't lose. I mean, I hit a I caused quite a stir on. Well, I always cause a stir on Twitter because it's so easy because these people are so dumb. But I caused quite a stir saying how gay UFC is last night, and I'm absolutely right about it. And but I won a 6-leg parlay without watching a single second of it at zero for the third week in a row, folks. For the third week in a row, Stancil Stradamus's DraftKings account was out zero, and he banged the parlay on his last possible bet. We're back. I got four more parlays in the fucking holster for football today. I'm right. You're wrong. Yay.
I got 10 parlays in the holster. I don't know if you know this, Stance. I don't know if we covered this or not, but I'm back on DraftKings.
Welcome back.
Yeah. So I'm back in the group. I don't
drop
know
an N-bomb in the group and see what happens. Well, you dropped N-bomb in the casino, right?
Yes.
That's what got you banned?
No. What were you talking about from FanDuel?
I thought you got kicked off DraftKings because you were saying slurs in the in one of the public chats.
Yeah, no, it was in one of the live roulette tables. I called the guy N-word because he hit every number except mine. And I was banned. So I was like, fuck it. I'm going to go over to FanDuel. And so we racked up a nice amount on FanDuel where I had a VIP like manager.
Right. And then you asked for sheets.
Yeah. I got the king size. And I as a joke, I sent her an email and I said, listen, I could really use a bonus, some bonus credits. I bought a king size bed, but I forgot. I ran out of money before I could get the sheets. And she goes, oh, it sounds like you have a gambling problem. So now I'm banned from FanDuel for life.
I don't have a gambling problem, you stupid bitch. I'm an alcoholic.
I'm an alcoholic. God,
I don't have a drinking problem. Get me the sheets.
Give me some. Yeah, send me the sheets. You know, I'm going to spend more money here.
So what? How did you get back on DraftKings? Did they send you a? Did they say they don't care about N-words anymore?
I actually wrote an apology.
Wow!
So because I was fiending to pull some slots.
So are you and Vinny Cash back in business?
Oh, we're big time back in business. We were up late last
business
night.
Is booming.
We were hitting, what did we hit last night? We hit $800 on a $1 spin on a Santa Claus game. Fantastic stuff.
You know, they always say gambling is a great substitute for alcoholism. It's really
yeah,
the most
it's
healthy
fun.
It's a healthy option, you know?
It's exhilarating. You know, I'd rather gamble than drink. Listen.
So you're gonna go to Atlantic City for the Super Bowl?
No. First of all, it's my birthday, and second of all, it sounds like a bunch of fucking losers. Last time it blew. The only funny person
you were
there was Patrick Melton. It was just it dude.
If my
friends from Texas weren't there, it would have been the most lamest shit ever. So I predict.
What was everybody
same
just
thing.
Going? Kevin, look at me. Oh, Kevin.
Oh my God, Kevin! It's so nice to meet you. Everyone's like, you know, crowding around, making corny jokes, trying to make Kevin laugh. And I was like, oh my God, you guys flew in from California for this?
Well, sorry. That's why he needs one of us there, because otherwise he's just surrounded by these super chat freaks.
I guess I'm persona non grata to Kevin. I guess he hates me now.
Well, maybe now that you've changed your ways, he'll accept you back as a reborn, like a phoenix rising from the liver ashes.
I have to say something right now. And I was thinking about this, and I thought about it hard the other night, late at night,
cock.
Probably 2,
cock.
3
cock.
In the morning. Not, it wasn't cock this time. I believe that if I was sent the link, I would politely decline.
Whoa.
So.
And why is that?
No reason at all. Same boring show. Ray, Chad, Stevie, Chad, Ray, Chad, Stevie. Same conversations every fucking day. Oh, let me tune in to see who's on. Ray, goodbye. I haven't watched a single episode of MLC in 2 weeks. I don't know what to do.
Jeez. Well, you've been in a hospital, though.
Nah, I have been in a hospital. But at the same time, I mean, it's not like I can't watch the preliminaries, you know. I see what's going on out there.
Well, listen, at this point, because this is the official MLC wrap-up show, and always has been, technically. We're the number one in the ratings in your local Better Business Bureau TV guide. At this point, I'll take Chad and Ray, maybe not Stevie, but I'll take Chad and Ray.
I'll take Chad, but not Ray
day. Listen, credit where credit's due. I've enjoyed Chad lately. I hate to say it, but it's true. I tell the truth. Stevie stinks on the show. He's just glad-handing and laughing. And I love Pat Dixon as a stand-up, but I think he's pretty boring on podcasts, and right. I don't like how he gets along with Kevin. That's not the show. And but Jesus, I'll take Ray or Chad or Earl, or I'll take them over any
I'll
of these.
I'll take Earl.
He's got I think he's learned his lesson now. If you've watched the shows this week, he seems like Kevin's finally realized. But the fact that he gave these dabble people the oxygen he already has was a misstep. And I think Kevin's realizing his wrongdoing, talking to puppets and potatoes and Catalano
TVs.
That's
what I couldn't
all
do.
These pieces
I mean,
of shit.
You and I talked about it before he even ever had a puppet on. That if he did have a puppet on,
I said
on,
it when Milton,
know,
the
we,
first
we
time
know
Milton,
it's over. It's
the
over.
The first time Milton was on, I said he sucked.
Yeah.
And then Kevin wanted to have Milton Mondays. From day one, I said Milton sucks on the show and he's a piece of shit. And look where we are now. Stancil Stradamus. Hello. When are you people going to fucking realize? What's it been going on 4 years now? When are you people going to fucking realize I'm never wrong? You just need to give it time, and the truth comes to the top, and you're looking at the truth. I'm the oracle of the universe.
Truth will rise. So I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll start tomorrow. I'll watch an entire week, and I'll give you the full report next Saturday or Sunday, whenever we feel like doing a fucking show, because we only do it when we feel like it, because we're not a bunch of cucks. That's what I'll do. I'll make that my homework.
I may have a little more freedom now with my new dwelling, which is not a car. Oh, well, it's a real place with
I get off real work internet. At 5 p.m. Monday through Friday.
Well, that's still the issue. I work at the soccer ball comedy club. Still pretty much 6 or 7 days a week, but whatever. Well, there were definitely a few duds in the MLC world this week, but there were some good ones too. And that's why I say I don't mind Ray or Chad, because it's more classic. Again, I've said this a billion times. I hate to even have to say it, but the show is Kevin. Right. And I still don't get how people understand, get this guy, get that guy. Don't get anybody. The show is fucking Kevin talking about his day and what he's mad at.
That's
why I don't mind when it's Ray or Chad, because it's more Kevin. You know, it's a show about a show about a show. Or this show is a show about a show about a show.
Yeah.
So the less guests.
I'm not saying it's not the best podcast in the world. I mean, I still love MLC. I'm still, you know, a super fan. I'm just saying when I saw the puppet, I had to tune out for a little
bit. No, I didn't listen. I skipped through that because he was only on for 20
minutes. I had to tune out for a week. You know,
it's childish. It's disgusting. It's not funny, and it sucks. It's like I said. I said this before, but it's like that whole crew. It's like cosplaying. I don't know. It's like gay. It's like the kids who played with the foam swords outside of school. The losers,
right? Or the guys. I don't know if you had that. We had that.
Yeah, they did like the play, like fighting medieval fighting with styrofoam swords and pool noodles. I feel like that's like everybody in that whole Dabbleverse. They're just losers.
What'd you say?
What?
I thought we didn't say that word.
Oh, Dabble. Sorry. Ugh, God. Ugh, God. Anything with a verse can suck my fat Sicilian.
Scheme ass verse. Ooh.
Ugh. No. Put a bullet through it.
Golly.
Put a bullet through it. Yeah. And you know YouTube. What? Kevin slipped this week. I forget what show it was on, but he slipped a little bit. I don't know if he meant to or he was serious. You know how Kevin says he's going to leave the show all the time, which is classic. I hope it's funny. But he said in the same kind of vein, I got to stop doing so many shows.
Oh.
And what have I been saying since all this super chat? We know Kevin's addicted to
super
chat. We've
both been saying it since it started. You know?
We know Kevin's addicted to super chat. That's why he does 6 shows. It's not about putting out content. It's about making money off of these mongoloids who just continue to... they just want to pretend they're friends with Kevin because they give him money. So that's the only reason he does 6 days a week. Yeah. And again, like I've said, you don't have to do 2. You can do 4, Kevin. I know Kevin is watching. He loves his show.
Yeah. He watches the episode.
All the time. Do 4. Do 4 shows a week. Do 2 shows with a guest. Do 2 shows with super chats. Bingo, bango. Then do your, maybe even do 5. Do your Saturday night drinking show.
Yeah.
But otherwise, we've got to talk to Kate Meany and puppets and oranges and produce and all this shit that just is boring. Stevie Lou. Stevie Lou really not happy with either of us anymore, apparently.
Yeah, I know. Apparently he's called you a midget, I saw. Why is he so upset? He said I robbed him.
I don't know.
He didn't make a single dime off of one of his Loose Cannon shows.
Loose Cannon, of course.
How did I rob him?
Yeah, he says you owe him money. He says
fucking dime. I went out of my way to film a stupid fight that was supposed to be all big and bad.
Well, I guess he was mad at me because, again... As I always do and only do, I told the truth, where it was pathetic of him basically begging to be on for his birthday, It's
well, because like we've always said, birthday
it's my birthday.
Is the day.
You sent me the link. Oh, it's my birthday. I would love to go on MLC. What are you? Please. If me didn't tweet about my birthday, no one would have known about it. And then once right. he brought it up, the cat was off the rails, as the old saying goes, that I just made up. And so then that's the only reason I commented on it. Otherwise, nobody would have even known about it.
And the only reason I've talked about my birthday this year is because it's on Super Bowl Sunday. And yeah, and the Cowboys will be there. So that's it. Other than that, birthdays can go fuck themselves. It's just another day. Who cares?
If you're a man, you get up to age 25 to celebrate your birthday because you're still a boy. And then you get 30, 40, 50, 75, and then you probably die. And that's it. That's the only birthdays you're allowed to celebrate. As a girl, you can celebrate your birthday every year because you're low IQ and dumb. But as a man, yes. No, I don't want to hear. I mean, Ray DeVito claimed 2 weeks as his birthday weeks. It's like, I mean, we all know Ray's a child, so that checks out. Now, what do we have here?
We got the real Stevie Lou saying, you literally went with a sign to beg to be on Opie's show, you moron. That's fine. Even if you did, you killed the show.
Killed.
He wanted to get out of there the first 15 minutes. How long did you guys last? 15.
Oh, I kept him there forever.
Yes, exactly.
I absolutely made history last week. Everybody is jealous because they don't leave their fucking living rooms because they're losers. I'm in the streets. And it was a full day bit from the dump through 7 o'clock with OP. I absolutely nailed it. And we nailed it, I should say. We were making signs and in hot water. The joke was to just get noticed by OP. The joke was to more kind of prank him or whatever. And the cherry on top was getting invited in. And then I just did what I do because I'm a real person. I didn't just decide to podcast. I've been a clown my whole life. This is me. So that's what separates me from all these other freaks is I'm the real article. And these other people just like, ooh, I think I'm going to get a computer and podcast. And I'm an ex-convict. And I'm going to get a computer and have no talent but still talk. And I'm going to be a potato. And I'm going to work in IT, but I'm going to talk. I'm going to change my voice and do shitty bits on WATP and talk like a potato. And I'm going to do this because I stink. And, God, so boring. How do you people like that shit? So, yeah, I'm deep in the streets. I'm doing original shit. Everybody's jealous of the king. You know, it's nothing new. I've been dealing with it my whole life. That happens when you're an alpha amongst sheep. And I'm used to it. So it's easy for me. And absolutely made history. If you go to Opie's channel and go down all of his shows, that has, it's over, I think it's around 1,500 views. There's no other show he's done that's over 1,000. That's the Stancil bump, folks. Rack me!
And we're
the proof is in the fucking pudding, you homos. Check the numbers.
It was a good show. I thoroughly enjoyed it, as I always do whenever you're away from this platform. Like you said, you're a man in the streets, you know? I got to get back out there myself.
Yes, that's what we've always done. We've always said this is gay. If we didn't have real jobs, we'd be doing this in person. That's what we always want to do, but we can never do it. Yeah, and that's just people don't like the truth is all. And UFC is gay, too.
UFC is gay.
But where were we?
What else is on your list? I know you have stuff on your list that I texted you about. I don't remember what it was.
We just talked about the Opie thing. We got a billion things we got to. Oh, my God.
My mind is still a little cloudy, a little bit over a week without a drink. So give me about a month and these shows will be popping off.
there's a lot of stuff. I will say this. I do like the idea, obviously you didn't see it, of Kevin. Kevin said he's going to watch, I forget his name, somebody's special, Josh Wolf. He said he's going to watch his special by himself, like on the show and comment on it. Now that sounds pretty funny with Kevin, because that's obviously Kevin is a great stand-up, so it would be funny seeing him critique another comic stand-up, especially one he doesn't like. So that'll be entertaining.
I mean, that's night streaming right there.
It's Snipe streaming, but it's unique in that it's a stand-up, Kevin watching a stand-up. I could be in for that. Otherwise, yes, yeah, Snipe streaming and clips are gay, as me and Opie discussed, and he agrees. And he's done more on radio than any of these freaks, whether you like him or love, hate him. That's just fact. So the guy knows what he's talking about. So that's one thing I can get behind with stream sniping is Kevin watching stand-up acts. But anyway, anywho, what else do I have? Kelly wanted me to call her. Should we do it? Why don't you...
Second here. Well, I wanted to bring something up, and I don't know if I'm allowed to or not, but I haven't heard from Teamster Tim. I've heard a couple of rumors. Do you know anything?
I was just thinking of our dear friend Teamster Tim last night because now have we talked about I have ADHD. We're gonna get back to Teamster Tim. It's related.
Yes.
Do you wear a hat? I wear a sleeping cap. Do you wear a hat when you sleep?
Got it right here.
But do you really wear it?
Yeah, I do. It's actually very comfortable. I was surprised. So I bought it for the gag, but when I put it on, I actually wear it. Yes.
Oh, it's a wonderful thing. Well, obviously, I sleep naked because that's how you're supposed to sleep. Right. Hold on. Adobe wants me to update, and I'm surely never, ever going to do that.
No.
Obviously, you sleep naked because you're a man. You can't. I don't even know how people sleep. Like, when I sleep with shorts on or something, you just get all crunched up. You turn over, and you got to straighten. It's just impossible to sleep with pants
balls
on. Maybe it's my hog. Yeah, maybe it's my big balls and hog.
Yeah, it definitely is.
But anyway, that's besides the point. But I wear a knit hat. Now this reminded me because it's the hat Teamster Tim gave me. It's the Teamster hat, the navy hat. Shout out to Teamster Tim for that. That's my sleeping cap. And you put it on, and what I do is you pull it over your eyes.
Uh-huh.
You see? So it's nice, and so I pull it over my eyes and sleep with a hat over my head and face every night. And that's how Jim Stansel sleeps, and I love it. And it's great. So, no, I haven't heard from Teamster Tim. Personally, I did see he posted something on Twitter wearing a Nobody Likes Onions hat, which made me sick.
I think that was an old picture.
Oh, okay.
Because Teamster Tim's not on Twitter anymore.
He's not?
No, I'm pretty sure.
Maybe he came back when you were in the hospital.
Maybe. Check it out. Hold on one second. I got to take this hat off. It's actually kind of hot right now.
Take the hat off.
All right, decline host. Can you tell me how long ago
that
was?
Twitter. Maybe he blocked you. He's on Twitter.
Is he? No, I mean, I'm not on. Okay, when's the last time he tweeted?
Oh, September 3rd.
Okay, thank you.
Maybe somebody else posted it.
They did. I have heard rumors that he is in jail.
What?
Yes.
Really?
Now, I Teamster, if you're watching,
exclusive.
If I'm out of pocket, please, by all means, let's get to the bottom of it.
The
Ray
curse.
I haven't heard from him. Normally, he'll call me once or twice a week, talk, chat. I haven't seen nothing from him. I heard a rumor that he is in jail.
Jeez, well, we wish him well, as Ray.
I do wish him well.
Maybe he raped Ray. Ray's always at his house. Maybe he finally raped him.
Oh, okay. Decline host says he saw him in a chat earlier this week. So maybe I'm wrong on the rumors. So I hope to God I am. I hope to God I'm wrong.
Vicious rumors. Now,
I hate starting rumors. I want to get to the bottom.
No, we just tell the truth.
That's what we do here, you know.
Can you cite your source, like a bibliography?
I don't remember who the source is. I have to go through my text.
It doesn't matter. Sources are gay anyway.
Sources are gay. Joey C, would you like to expand on what's going on with that? I saw that you went on a tirade.
Again, I wasn't even going to bring him up because that's the whole point is I don't know why anyone is giving these losers oxygen. he literally, I
this
mean,
made me, this made me laugh.
Beloved chatter, Teamster Tim might be in chat on a phone he muled into prison. I mean, Teamster Tim has coming around on the gay stuff the last couple of years. He might enjoy a little time in jail. Yeah, I've been watching Oz, cool, too. Cool. I know all this shit that goes on in there.
Kevin called him on the show the other day. Okay, all right. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. But somebody get to the bottom of it, and please let me know.
Send him the link.
Send him a link.
Adam,
give
send
a
the
call.
Link, Adam. No, it's just it was just a culmination. Obviously, Kevin napalmed him on Twitter, and he kept going. I mean, again, I don't. Like I said, I truly don't even want to spend too much time on it because it's just he's just such a loser. But no, it goes to what I was saying. Where, listen, you have your little corner. You can be Catalano TV, but just know your role.
You're
I've been doing this 4 years. I still say I'm a nobody. Joey C is truly a nobody, and he's like talking to. He's just speaking it into existence, but there's nothing behind it. There's no. I mean, I can't even be too mad because I laugh at his tweets because they're just like, I mean, second grade English level stuff. Like,
have you watched any of his show?
No.
What I mean is the way he talks is just it's just a bunch of mumbo jumbo.
Little
crazy.
Lemmy, super chat, $10. Oh, hi, Little Lemmy. Beautiful. I love Little Lemmy. She was in the sports mask chat yesterday as well.
Yeah, and I saw that.
Yeah, it's a I don't know. Again, I don't even want to. I don't know why.
Yeah, fuck it. I'm sorry.
I don't know why Kevin gives these. Like I said at the top, I don't know why Kevin gives any of these people oxygen on his show. And I'm surely not going to do it here. I just like it was just fun talking shit on Twitter and telling the truth. And people love it. People love the truth, even if they hate it, but they have to hear it. And it's my cross to bear is that I see things for what they are. Sorry.
Yeah, I gotta get back on Twitter. I've been mute for a week or so. People have since forgotten about me. I looked at our some of our numbers and they have dropped.
What numbers? Yeah, you got to do. Listen, I'm deep in the streets. You've been.
You
in
were
the
deep
hospital.
In the streets. You.
Yeah, you got to.
I'll tell you this: you are getting a bigger cut on the 21st. I can tell you that because you fucking goddamn well deserve it.
Don't give any to Stevie, that's for sure.
No, Stevie's not getting a dime. not until I get a formal.
But you
apology.
Owe him money. You owe him money, apparently.
What do I owe him? Let him count up the dollars that I owe you.
He stinks. His fake laughing and stupid.
I hate the fake laughing.
Fake. Oh, you know what's worse is him when he fakes being high. Ugh. Ugh. Anywho, listen, everything in moderation, Kevin. We don't need to. I don't even care if Stevie's on here and there, but every week, especially if you're not going to. Again, I never asked to be on. I covered this on my Stancil pregame, which will be on the Patreon, which goes up on the Compound pregames, which we make history every week.
How many am I behind? Do you know? Like probably five?
How many what?
Pregames that I haven't put on the Patreon.
You did that round, maybe three or four.
Next time we get together, I'm going to show you how to do it.
I think I can do it. I honestly, it's just this shitty computer. People love hearing about this, but it's just this shitty computer.
You just copy and
honestly,
paste
just
the
takes
link.
A half. All right. Well, maybe I'll do it. Maybe I'll do. I have done it before, so
yeah.
Maybe
you
I'll
don't
do
even
it today.
Have to download anything, really. You just put it on whatever it is.
Log into Patreon, move it over. Well, people love this talk. That's for sure.
Who cares? Who gives a fuck?
I don't care about any of these people. I wish everyone. I wish. Literally everyone was dead. I've said it before, I'll sacrifice myself to give the planet back to nature, but that's a whole nother ball of wax. But on the note of we touched on it before, but there's been a big movement started by this fellow, one of your dear friends, Gino.
I love Gino.
Insists I need to leave you behind and start my own YouTube channel.
Why are people saying they're blocked from sending us super chats?
Who cares? This super chats are
Why would you go out of your way to start your own YouTube channel when you could just come here and do whatever you want?
Well, I actually do have my own YouTube channel, technically. It says youtube.com/@StanselJim. Feel free to go.
Okay.
And Well, listen, that's what I said. Well, listen, if I'm pulling the weight, then like you said, you're giving me more of a cut. But
of course, absolutely, I get credit where.
Well,
credit
that's what I said. Listen, that's what I said. You could check the tapes on In Hot Water. We talked about it last Tuesday. Even though I guess lately you haven't done it, but you do all the back end stuff. I have no interest in doing. I don't want to learn how to do it. I don't want to do it. And who else am I going to go out? And I, as crazy as it is, I trust you. I don't have to worry about checking the numbers or checking the Patreon numbers or the Super Chat and make sure you're giving me exactly half, because I trust you. You do.
Yeah.
So I would have to find somebody who's going to do all the shit that I trust to give me the money. And the biggest thing, frankly, is starting from scratch, getting 1,000 subscribers. I just don't feel like doing it. And whether I'm right or wrong, that's just what I don't want to do.
I mean, you can have you have the YouTube login. You log in. You can see the numbers. You can see what's going on out there. Really, really see.
Does that bother you? People are trying to pull me away from you? Maybe I'll go over to Catalano TV.
People are just trying to stir the old pot at all. I mean, we've been nothing but loyal to each other. That's it.
Stevie Lou says we used to split the money three ways.
Mm, yeah, I think he's full of shit. can you guys talk about
We wish Stevie well. Do you wish Stevie well or no?
I do wish Stevie well, but, talk about your own show. How about that? We're talking about our show some more.
Listen, everybody, if you haven't figured it out by now, then you're a mongoloid. But all I do is talk shit. But there's not much behind it. I just like talking shit. Everything I do, as I've always said, everything, all the shit talking you'll see on this show, you'll see on Sportsmaster, you'll see on Twitter. I've never DM. I don't go, don't let him on this show. Don't you hate this guy? I don't DM anybody. I don't look up anybody's personal shit. All of my shit is public. It's all out there. All the shit talking. There's nothing behind it as far as anything else. I just love talking shit. I love self-destructing too, which is great fun for everyone to observe. What does this say?
Can you guys talk about how the Deadpool stuff was a work and how Stevie's wife is trans?
Come on.
We're not going there. We don't talk about wives. Thanks.
And that's not a dig. It's just fact. He's talked about it. Don't fucking get mad at me. What does he mean by that? Deadpool stuff was a work.
Is Deadpool was sending money behind the scenes to Stevie.
Right. Right. And so, I called Deadpool. Go ahead.
And I'm pretty sure Stevie admitted that at one point, that he was getting back end pay from Deadpool through the PayPal. So
right, we were on top of this. Thank you, Burning Brennan Archives. Which thank you, rest in peace forever, Burning Bridges. One of the greatest shows in the history of broadcasting ever. The reason I wear sunglasses. But yes, we covered that when that happened, because we're always ahead of the curve. I call that. It's not funny if he was giving him money on the side.
Yeah.
I still got to get jerked off. Deadpool paid me a while ago to get jerked off.
Yeah, dude, you have to go get a rub and tug. They're pretty nice.
I've never paid for sex.
You're not paying for sex. You're paying for a rub and a tug.
I do need a massage.
Yeah, then you just get tugged and it's fun.
Yeah.
It's only fun if you're super hammered. Don't do it sober.
Yeah, otherwise, but then you're gonna come. I'm gonna come when I'm hammered.
It's not about coming. It's about the experience. They shower you. They give you a massage. They flip you over, and they beat you off. It's fantastic.
I do love a good beat off.
Yeah.
Should we call Kelly?
Yeah, call Kelly. See what's going on. Does she have new voicemails? I probably do. I just haven't checked.
I don't know. Let's see what the fuck she's doing. Probably playing with herself. My manager.
Hello?
Yes, you're live on Ski Mask Collective with Jim. I'm Jim Stansel, and Ski Mask is on the other side.
Sober.
What's going on? You said you wanted to. You said you had some things.
I wanted to check on Ski and make sure he's okay. I miss him.
Yes, I'm better now. I am starting to become clear-headed. I'm a week sober and 1 day out of the hospital and back on the air.
He said he's 2 days, so a week sober, 2 days out of the hospital. He's clear-headed and back on the air.
Good. I miss you. Is he taking a phenobarbital for his seizures?
Whoa. Are you taking phenobarbital? He is.
I'm taking Valium and a couple of other drugs.
I want to check his liver values.
They're through the roof.
I'm curious to see how high they were.
How high were they? Can you give us, is there a number?
Yeah.
He has it right next to him. Hold on.
Hold on. Okay. 1 second.
He said the doctor told him he was near death.
Let's see. Yeah, he said I was about to look like a Homer. Actually, my sister's the one who's told me that.
He said he was about to turn yellow if they got any.
All right, so when you mean numbers, what?
What number do you want?
The ALT level.
173.
Shut the fuck up.
Yes, that's fact. He's showing it.
Hey, do you know what normal is for ALT?
No.
Yes, it's 59.
If it's over like 35, you're in trouble.
Hey, wow, Kelly, cool. Hey, Kelly, if you want, I'll give you access to my chart and you can look at all my my medical what happened.
He said he'll give you access to his chart, is my chart, if you want to.
His medical record?
Yeah. Ooh. Well, that's pretty. So wait a minute. Now that's, I mean, who else? Now, hold on. That's something to be proud of. I mean, that's a high number. Like, who else is putting up those kind of numbers? I don't know anybody else with liver levels that high. That's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool, and I wonder what his levels were when he, you know, had seizures before. But that's nothing to fuck around with, so I'm glad he's on medication.
Yeah, I think we should get 173 on a shirt.
My AST was 390.
What's that?
My AST was 390.
His AST was 390. What does that mean?
His AST was 390?
Yeah.
High. Everything's high. There's like a GGT. There's an AST. I'll talk to him about it, but he had
high. Yeah, I know. It's almost off the graph. Like it's all the way off the graph.
He said on the chart it's almost off the graph.
Yeah, hold on. I'll send a picture to Kelly right now.
All right. He's going to send you a picture.
I'm watching the Bears game, but I did pop it. You were talking about going to get jerked off.
Yeah.
Are you gonna finally do it, pussy?
No. See, again, this is the same as kissing guys. Kissing guys is not gay, and paying for sex is gay. It's like all these losers that talk about, oh yeah, I got a hooker here, I got a hooker there. It's because you're a fat loser and you couldn't do it.
You're not paying for it. They'll just do it. Just, you know, pay a little extra. You just get it out of the way. Rip the Band-Aid off.
I'll fucking run
right,
you out.
I just fired off the numbers to you. So
he just sent you the numbers. I want you to jerk me off.
Well, I do that, but I mean, you know, they just do it there. You know that.
Yeah, well, you know that. You get jerked off by those Orientals all the time.
They just do it. It's not a big deal.
You love getting jerked off by Celestials, right?
What?
You like getting jerked off by the Celestials, correct?
Yes, the Celestials.
They're a very curious people, a very strange,
you can put
very
a curse
strange
on
people
them.
From the Far East.
Breed.
Yeah, strange eyes.
Let me check on this bear score. Okay, 0-0 if you care.
Nobody cares. I'm watching the Jets Dolphins across the room. Do you have the chart? You want to comment on the chart he sent you before we let you go?
I'm looking at his... his AST is so his AST and his ALT are beyond.
Should he be dead?
He should be, probably he should have been in the hospital, which I guess he was, but he, you know, he's lucky that his seizure, I don't know how long it lasted. But if it would have lasted more than...
He was working with bungee cords. He was working with bungee cords.
You know, more serious trouble. These levels are crazy.
He was hanging bungee cords when he had his seizure.
Oh, dear God. Can he drive now?
I feel fine. I worked out this morning.
Is his license taken away, or can he drive?
I feel fine.
Well, I mean, I don't know if he's been allowed to drive since I met him, technically, and he drives anyway, so that's kind of a moot point.
Well, he didn't, because if you have a seizure, like, while you're driving or doing some type of thing, then they can pull your license in certain states, so I just want to make sure.
I think they pulled his privilege to hang bungee cords.
Yeah.
But no, I don't know if I sent him any voicemails. I have gotten a few, so I'll send them, but Ray has been, you know, he's been good.
All right.
Have fun. I'm glad you're back, Ski.
Thank you.
He said thank you. All right. Send me a picture of your ass. Goodbye. There she goes. Kelly P is me, my momager.
Well, good. I'm glad we had somebody come through to let me know that I had astronomical numbers.
Yeah, more than anybody else. Big numbers. Bigger numbers
Big
than
numbers.
Anybody else.
I mean,
out there.
Like I said
everybody
before,
else is a coward.
A lot of people didn't believe me when I said when I got my DWI, I was a .39. Now they should definitely believe, you know.
Yeah. Well, that's great. That's cool. Nobody else is putting up the numbers that we're putting up here.
No, but those are big numbers, apparently.
Something to be proud of, truly.
I know. I'm very proud. I'm very proud.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. Lots to be proud of. Lots to be proud of.
Oh, what's going on? Let's do a quick look at these pieces of shit who aren't paying. But let's see if that jogs anything free. Oh yeah, did you see Milton is a pedophile or something?
Oh really?
He's eating a burger. I don't know. It was a picture of him eating a burger with a bunch of boys.
His fan club.
Oh, Dr. Chow, Dr. Chow, Ray and Stancil should get married. Their new dink status, they could afford an apartment. Do you know what dink is, Ski Mask?
I have no idea what dink means.
Double income, no kids. So, like, I'm a sink at the moment. Single income, no kids.
Gotcha.
It's a new age thing, all these betas, a new term, these barren women are using to justify them being in a relationship without
kids. Why can't they just say the whole word? I hate acronyms.
Oh my God, I covered this on, I guess just on social media, but so I guess we could talk about this. You know what world on Instagram I've unlocked recently? If you want us to read your chat, just super chat it. I can't go through this chat. I love you guys, but
Stevie Lou's calling me. Should I answer?
Pick it up. Put them on. Tell them your liver enzyme levels.
Stevie, my liver enzymes are very high. You're live on Ski Mask. What's up?
Yeah, man. That's a bummer. Sucks to hear.
What's going on?
I just don't understand what's going on with the confusion where you guys are trying to misrepresent things over here about how we were splitting.
I mean, but why didn't we talk about this months ago whenever you split?
Fucking money with Stancil, wasn't I?
No.
He had nothing to do with that. What?
No.
We were splitting the YouTube three ways. Yes?
No.
I was doing a show with you called Stevie and Ski.
If you don't recall, go back to the text. Oh, why? Do you got to pay some bills?
It's because we agreed on that.
No, we didn't. Go back to the text messages. Go back to the text. I'll find the text myself and send it to you where it says the money that we make on Stevie and Ski, we split, and the money that we make on Ski Mask Collective, we split three ways. I'm going to go back and find the text.
Put him up to the mic.
Hey, oh, hey, why are you calling names? Why are you calling names? Have I called you names?
Put him up to the mic more or something.
It didn't matter who got what, because I was getting more money than Stancil. I was getting more money through Stevie and Ski and from Loose Cannon. I was getting the fucking donos. Stancil wasn't doing shit. He thinks he does a fucking NFL broadcast of 9 people and he deserves part of my fucking money? You guys snaked me and you guys are fucking scumbags about it. And that's what it is.
We didn't snake you on anything. If I told you.
We were splitting the money until September and then you just stopped. You snaked me out of that money. You tried to claim there was no money. You guys are
the show ended. There was no show. Stevie and Steve, there was no show.
There was show. Listen, bro, you want to lie? You want to be a fucking drug addict, alcoholic, gambling idiot?
See, you're the one who's always calling names. Have I called you any names? Have I called you any names? Have I called you any names?
You want to get me out of my shit, and then you want to be a fucking man about it? Then fuck you, all right? You fucking did what you did, and you know what you did, and now you don't want to be a man about it. So go fucking run and play around with your boys, and go have your fucking nice day with yourself.
All right, love you. Wow, you heard it here.
Thank you, Burning Brenninger Archives. It's a archives. It's a G-Shock.
I'm gonna go back and look. I'll go back and look at the numbers, and if he deserves any money, which I really don't think he does, I'll be happy to send it to him. But I don't. Beautiful watch. Beautiful watch.
Oh, I only wear cat. Smart watches are for sheep. I'll never wear a smart watch. I've never done fingerprints. I've never done facial recognition. Everything is a simple code. I'm not a sheep. Smart watches. I'll hit you over the head with a brick if I see you wearing a smart watch. Yeah, you owe him.
I specifically remember sending a text message that said the money that Stevie and Ski make is split between you and I. The money that's made on Ski Mask Collective is split between the three. That's it. That was the text. And I'll go back and find it. No problem. Because I don't delete text messages for reasons like this. Months later, it's December. When's the last episode of Stevie and Ski? August, and he's just now calling me about this? What's going on? Electric bill late? Come on. Fucking relax.
That is a good point. Now he doesn't. He's a sink. He's a single income, no kids.
If he had a problem with it, he would have called me when it happened, not months down the road. And he
right.
And yes, Decline Host makes a great fucking point. Stevie just called me a drug addict. Come on,
beloved chatter. Ad hominem $5. Ad hominem at. Attacks are the last resort of people without points. He's saying him calling you names means he's out of.
Yeah, and if you notice, I didn't say one slur to him. I mean, I just trying to.
You
have
save that for the DraftKings chats, the slurs.
Yes, absolutely, 100%. Only in the group though, so I don't get banned. I got to be very careful on there. No, listen.
Well, that's great radio.
Now that I have a clear head, I'm gonna go back and look at the numbers. All right.
Check the numbers.
I'm gonna check the numbers because I know damn well I'm right on this. I know for a fucking fact that I'm right on this. So I'm gonna go back and check. I'll gather all the evidence and I'll present the case on the next Ski Mask Collective.
Okay, Burning Brennan Archives. He didn't super chat it, but I'll read it anyway because I'm nice. I remember you guys were constantly saying on the podcast that Stevie would only get part of the super chats. Never said he'd get half. He needs you more than you need him.
Yes.
Rack you, Burning Brennan Archives. Archives. Why do I keep saying Archives?
Archives.
Well, that's great. Hey, listen, that was great radio. Love contentiousness. That's what it's all about.
That was the deal, was Stevie and Ski, the money we made on there was split between him and I. That's it. That was the deal. And he's trying to say that the money that we made on there, you got a cut of it. No. No. That's not the way it worked. I'll find the text.
Yeah, and then he was going over to BYB and doing their shows and never plugging this channel.
Never plugging our channel. Yeah. Never plugging the show. Oh, I gotta go on MLC. It's my birthday. Never plugging the show. I mean, shows were not plugged. No one's
Huh? Oh, Burning Brennan Archives? I think he's saying Burning Brennan Archives is Joe Exotic.
What?
Well, there's a lot of ins and outs here.
I don't know. What?
Was that I will say this. It's been nice. There's been a... It's like... how do I put it into words? It's like a... I guess my point is this. There's been a movement I've noticed of OGs of all from all kingdoms, the Stancils, the Exotics, the Chuck Mangione's, even the Chads, coming together against a lot of the new things that have been happening in the MLC world, which has been... heartwarming, cockwarming to see that.
Right. Perfect for the holiday season.
We're all coming together against these new age freaks and shitty super chatters that are ruining our beloved MLC. That's yes. Just a sidebar. And listen, it's not like we're friends. You know, we have great story arcs between us and Chad and Exotics. And whatsoever, but it's like when the warring nations would come together to fight the intruder. Even though they don't get along, they come together to fight the common enemy. Quite a movement happening out here. It's really unbelievable what's happening out here, frankly.
Oh, God damn it. I'm a drug addict, alcoholic, gambling addict. Fuck me. Can't believe Stevie would say that about me. Even though I just admitted it myself 5 minutes earlier.
Well, listen, nobody can knock you, and that's what I've always enjoyed, is you tell the truth. As we both, you're like me, where you tell the truth. You don't try to do a... What was that?
Stevie, he said BYB is more successful, and I made more money there. Cool, keep it that way.
Yeah, you know what else
is... Shut the fuck up about my wallet, then.
You know what else is successful is Big Bang Theory. It sucks. So that's why I don't even give credence to anything with views or whatever. Just because Mongoloids likes it doesn't mean it's good. BYB has 9 people on the screen. They're all talking over each other. People in masks. It's a shit show. We do real shows here, whether they're good or bad. Who cares? Being good is gay. Having a good show is gay. Put that on a shirt.
What have we always fucking said here?
We're here to have fun.
We tell the truth, nothing but the truth. We don't lie on the show. For him to call me a liar is out of fucking pocket. There's no reason for me to lie about money that I make on YouTube. I got a real job I can make money at. The fuck's he talking about? Go back and look at the numbers. I'm going to go back and look at the numbers. And I'm going to compile a nice Excel spreadsheet. And it's going to be beautiful. And we're going to break down every show. Every show. It shows it right there in YouTube Studio how much money was made on the show. Shows it right there. Wow. So I can find it all. And then to top it off, I'll find the text that says where the money was supposed to go.
The great Stu Cluster, point. We're a den of snakes fighting in the pit until someone throws a rat in.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Who's the rat?
I like that. Very, I don't know. My brain doesn't work today. Maybe.
Yeah, me either.
I just slammed. Oh, just ran 3 miles, slammed some legs.
Oh, beautiful.
Put on an absolute show in the gym pretty much this morning. Absolutely unbelievable what happened in there.
You have to.
Whoa, Burning Brennan. All right, the rat is Stevie Lou. Wow. He tagged Stu Cluster's super chat, I suppose.
Yes.
Well, yep. You know what? I will say, don't bother. It was actually all on the same Opie Tuesday when I was over there and gave him more views and money than he's ever made.
Right.
The Chad and Barry roast was terrible. So don't bother with that one.
I didn't watch it.
And then I saw that was a hell of a day. And then I saw Barry and Ray at the stand just that very night, that fateful Tuesday. It was fine. Just hung out for a bit, had a drink with Ray, and yeah.
Nice. Beautiful.
That's it. And I'll be back down there Tuesday. Opie and said I'm welcome to come by this Tuesday. He may have DM'd me. I may drop by. I may not. We'll see how the day goes.
Yeah, we'll see what's going on over there.
Yeah, I could take it or leave it.
Take it or leave it. Who cares? Yeah, I'm glad you're going to have more free time, man. Maybe we could start doing 2 weekends or whatever.
I'm not going to have more free time. How am I going to have more free time?
You just told me earlier you're going to have more free time.
No, I said I'll be able to technically podcast more. I don't have any more free time, unfortunately.
But that's what I mean by free time.
I suppose.
Listen.
Anywho.
New merch coming out. I'll be sitting here tirelessly uploading some things to Patreon, getting all caught up, getting caught up on the playlist, and, of course, breaking down old videos from months and months and months and months ago.
Yeah, you're going to have to go check the numbers. You have to go check.
Oh, don't you worry after those accusations. You know, no one calls me a liar.
Get back on Twitter. Now you got
no one calls me a liar on my own show. You can call me don't call me a liar, but you don't call me a liar here on Ski Mask Collective because we tell the fucking truth and we always have. And that's the way it always will be. By the way, Stancil, I found a shit ton of old clips from when we first started the other day.
What do you mean you found them?
I found them. I found the archive that had went missing from the old computer.
Oh maybe we could throw those up on the Patreon.
Yeah, I mean remember the original intro with that fat slob that was laying on the beach?
Oh yeah.
I found that. I found a bunch of other fun stuff when you were driving the boat.
Oh yeah, throw it on the page. Throw those on the page. That's good stuff.
Yeah, I'll be doing a little bit of work here and there, see what's going on.
Oh, yeah.
Well, everyone wants you to leave me, but we've been loyal, so if you do, you do. If you don't, you don't.
I'm here.
Just remember,
loyalty's I'm queer. Here. I kiss loyalty. Guys on the mouth because I'm straight. I'm the straightest motherfucker
I've kissed you on
around.
The mouth, bro. Good set of lips. Good set of
it's
lips.
It's a European greeting.
Right, exactly. And I don't even know if I'm European. All right, folks. I'm gonna go do what I don't whatever. I'm gonna go do blow some leaves or something.
Wow. All right. I'm gonna touch my cock or something. Watch the Jets. The Jets are down 10
Oh yeah, football's on. Are the Jets winning? Because I bet the Jets.
No, 10-0 we're losing.
Great.
Watching it right now.
There goes another parlay.
Yep. Same. Anyway, all right. Well, we're back. We're gay.
We're back.
Tuesday, folks. Tuesday, live on the YouTube channel. Stancil live from the streets of NYC because I leave my house to do shows, and like all these losers. So catch me every week. We'll at 12:30, 12:40 live on YouTube at Ski Mask Media. And then he could switch over to Compound at 1:30 for the dump, and then In Hot Water with everyone's favorite Gino Bisconti. And then we'll see how the day goes. I may just, as somebody said in the chat, get gay with Opie on Tuesday. We'll see what happens, folks. We're just getting started. And that's all I have at Stancil Jim. And I think Ski Mask Internet died again or something. So perfect timing. 1:08. Jesus. That's too long.